something that I wrote. And this is one, I played, what was it I played one night? I played one of my songs someplace and somebody was offended by it, and I thought, well, I didn't think it was all that offensive, but just to show them, by golly, I'm going to write something that's completely unacceptable. So I decided to write something that did not have a happy ending, and this does not have a happy ending. It's kind of a, gee, I don't know, it'd almost be like a comedy of errors or something, except that, nah, it's not a comedy. It's just, it doesn't have a happy ending. I'll just play it. He rode in town on a black motorcycle as the sun slipped behind the hill. He was feeling quite mean. He was thirsting for blood. He was looking for someone to kill. He woke up this morning in a hell of a mood. He was feeling that way still. And no one had better get into his way, but somebody probably will. In a poorly lit bar, a young cowboy sat making plans with his bride. The biker walked up and he grabbed at the woman, said, come on, let's go for a ride. The young cowboy knew this was serious trouble, but damn it, the man's got his pride. He followed the biker out into the street. It was there that the young cowboy died. It's another one down and another one running. The poor girl don't know what to do. She heads onto the back of the black motorcycle and into the darkness they flew. On the outskirts of town, the sheriff was waiting, determined that justice be done. Made up his mind that the biker must die, for the cowboy was the sheriff's own son. The lights of the motorcycle rounded the corner. He smiled as he emptied his gun. The young woman fell to the ground and the black motorcycle rode on. It's another one down and another one running. Now the sheriff don't know what to do. He breaks down and cries up to the skies, to deserve this, Lord, what did I do? The caskets were carried through the streets of the town on the shoulders of volunteers. Side by side, the young couple was buried as the whole town looked on in tears. The sheriff was charged with negligent homicide, tried by a jury of his peers. The verdict was guilty, the judge handed down a sentence of 17 years. It's another one down and another still running and riding on into the blue. And the moral, I suppose, that nobody knows what life will